know, Brandon stayed relatively healthy the whole season. Glenn was hurt. And for the patchwork that we had going on, one thing we did was we blocked well in the ranks. You know, and our running game wasn't as powerful as been over the years. But I said, outside, we took it upon ourselves to try to do our part. And I said, and if I don't ever play again, and I told them that, says, I feel I left it in good hands, you know, because Ed McCaffrey left it to me. And if I have to leave it to those guys, I know it's in good hands. And they understand the importance of that. And they went out there today in the game, and they blocked well. You know, and, you know, to see Javon blocking on 19 and Selvin come around the corner and had that big long game, you know, it's because of receivers doing those type of things. So that made me feel real good of knowing that those guys understand that how important that is.
Right, you've never liked talking about yourself, but now when you look back, and hopefully this isn't it for you, but when you look back, are you amazed at what you've done coming from basically a walk-in in the NFL?
Oh yeah.
When people talk about possible Hall of Famer,
you know what? I'm not amazed because I expect it out of myself. Honestly, I know it's somebody can take it kind of wrong, but you know you got to expect greatness. You know, and the only way you can do it is if you expect it. And then I played with some guys who were Hall of Fame guys. You know, not just John; he's the only one that's in there. But a lot of the other guys I played with, they played professional football a certain way. And so that was great for me to learn from them. And so hopefully I left that for somebody in this locker room. You know, hopefully I left that for Marshall and Glenn and those guys to say, it's a certain way you go about winning games that it means more to not only your team and yourself, but to the people who actually watch you every day, the people who pay their hard-earned money. I think the way I played this game, it meant a lot to them for me to play it that way. And so I'm very proud of that.
Do you take more pride in the fact that you came from nothing and you made yourself into the player that you are?
Oh, yeah. You know what? The thing is people try to put limits on you. You know, when you're growing up, you grew up in a certain neighborhood, a certain income bracket, people try to limit you. And my thing is I constantly try to talk to not only just kids but adults as well. You only limit to how far you can think. If you think you're less than, you're right. You're always right, 100% of the time. And I've always known that if I was given the opportunity, I was going to give them everything I had. And I've done that, you know, every opportunity I've gotten. And so, you know, this is no different, you know. And I'm really happy for the opportunity. That's the biggest thing I can take away from this business. If I ever never play again, is the opportunity that I had. And, you know, Wade Phillips, every time I see him, I tell him thanks for the opportunity. He always laughs. He's like, Rod, you've been saying this for years. I'm like, I appreciate the opportunity because he could have cut me and I could be probably doing your job right now.
No,
I'm not a TV guy.
Rod, how good do you feel about the fact that you helped Javon came and established, Brandon has been established, but Marshall is really the guy who seems to be the next great wide receiver in this franchise, and you were here for a couple of those years.
You know what, man? 1 year I played with him, so I got to actually really show him, and then I stay in his ear about little things, and I can see him growing from those things. And this past week in practice is something I've been telling him all year, and 15 weeks later, he finally got it. He's like, dude, you know what? I've been looking at the wrong guy this whole time. And he said, I get it. And then during the game, I kept reminding him. I said, remember what you figured out about yourself. And it feels good to see him go out there and do the things he's done. I'm very happy for him to, you know, eclipse 100 receptions. That doesn't happen a lot in this league. It's great receivers that never got 100 receptions. But the fact, the way he plays a very physical football game. And at the same time, I constantly mentor him to play a mental football game where he can preserve his body and still get the maximum out of himself. And he's one of those guys. We've talked about him breaking my records, and I try to put him up there where he couldn't, but at the same time, I'll be very happy for him if he can.